Welcome to JD's Lab, our new writer's lab by Dr. John. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers through self-publishing. JD's Lab is on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and many other podcast platforms. It is hosted on johndrain.net with the help of Blue Bree.
Hi there, it's Dr. John, and welcome to our JD's Lab podcast. Our aim is to help authors and writers to self-publish their works and determine their own publishing future. I hope you enjoyed our episode 5, which introduced our new podcast called The Never Ending Startup. The podcast was created in celebration of my own startup, which was founded in November 1993 as a research and advisory consultancy, which also created property development projects and startups. That podcast will have its own show in January 2024, so stay tuned, and it will include interviews with exciting startup entrepreneurs. Now, meanwhile, this episode is called My Audience of One, or Finding Your Reader. In the self-publishing journey, it's not always obvious who your audience is. In fact, the reader who loves your book is not always even clear until it's written and distributed and is often a singular person type, or in more recent marketing terms, an avatar. Now, here is a true story about my first self-publishing journey and how I learned about my audience of one by watching Keith Urban on an ABC show by Zan Rowe 15 years later. The story actually centered around my own lived experience of writing and self-publishing my book on the Camino de Santiago, which is also known as the Spanish Pilgrim Trail. That book is called The Way of a Thousand Arrows and is on our book publications page and distributed through Amazon. Now, more on that later in this podcast. And remember, we help you to think like a writer, an entrepreneur, and a scientist. Powerful mix. So buckle up and listen in. I hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast series with an interesting mixture of AI and real human narrators.
Make a booking for an on-demand coaching session with Dr. John in 30-minute time slots. Enjoy an affordable deep dive into your self-publishing journey with veteran writer, researcher, and entrepreneur Dr. John Drain. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to coaching. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Well, hi, Dr. John here, and continuing my story. In Zan Rowe's ABC show called Take Five, in an interview with Australian musician Keith Urban, he opens up about struggling to break through as a recording artist and the strength he derived from the process. I was taken by the fact that for many years prior to his success as a recognized Nashville artist, he played at bars and struggled to gain a large audience. However, he was encouraged by one guy who kept going to his bar gigs. And so Keith asked why he kept coming along and what was Keith doing wrong. The guy said something like, "You aren't doing anything wrong. It's just that I'm the only person in the room who loves your songs." Now, this made me remember.
Get our lab kit, which provides a strategy and pathway with links to a self-publishing future. We include our lab kit in our on-demand BYO group webinar workshops. You can bring your writer's group with you. Read more on our podcast intro page or look on johndrain.net and go to podcasts. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code. It can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.
Hi, Dr. John again, and continuing my story about my first self-publishing journey. Now, I wrote a book in 2007 on a trip I did with my young family on the Camino de Santiago, which is also known as the Spanish Pilgrim Trail. The book is called The Way of a Thousand Arrows. Won an award with the New South Wales Writers' Centre, where I had spent time learning how to write and self-publish. Now, at the time, the self-published book was looked down upon by the publishing and media industries, and I spent many months feeling I was outside looking in on other newly published authors who were gaining recognition. And for the first time in Australian history, in that year, there were 3 Australian books published on the Camino, of which mine was the only self-published. I watched disheartened while the published 2 were interviewed by the ABC and my requests politely declined. Unperturbed, I printed 300 copies, created a website, self-marketed the book with my wife, and walked the library circuit all across Sydney, doing author talks and getting people interested in the Camino and our book. The library audiences were modest in size, around 10 to 20 people, with a couple of talks of around 100 attendees, which was quite encouraging. And in one case, we even filled a town hall, so that was very exciting. The average we sold was about 5 books at each author talk, and often it was bought by a mum or a grandmother who wanted to gift it to younger adult family members. Now, over an intense 1-year marketing period, we only sold about 200 books, and today I still have 15 left in the book days, which actually comes in handy for more recent author talks on the book, which still occur. However, we had reached hundreds who loved the book and author talk because of the connection with an amazing cultural journey, but also the connection to family. The book was also included in each of the libraries as part of the author talk process. I thought at the time, however, this was too difficult to gain further traction market-wise, and so I let it go and I moved on.
Book our on-demand BYO webinars by JD's Lab. An on-demand webinar workshop offering where you can bring your writer's group with you. Read more on our podcast introduction page or look on johndrain.net and go to podcasts. We include our lab kit in the webinar, which provides a strategy and pathway with links to a self-publishing future.
JD, again, and continuing my self-publishing story. Well, 15 years later, in 2022, a young mum emailed me asking for a copy of The Way of a Thousand Arrows. She said it was for her son, and could I sign it? What touched me particularly was the fact that she said she was going to read it again for herself before posting it to her son. I asked her why, and she said something like, "Because it's close to my heart." After reeling emotionally, I thanked her and later named her my audience of one, as she made all that journey worthwhile in a moment. And I realized the same audience of one came out of the library crowds to buy a copy all those years ago. Many years later also, and only recently, I saw the Keith Urban interview by Zan Rowe on ABC. In a way, he describes his audience of one also. There were eventually thousands of Keith's audience of one, and it turns out he had just had to find them, and that success may just have a longer time frame. At a simpler and more accessible level also, perhaps success simply lies in understanding and connecting with the people who love your work, no matter how many there are.
Stay tuned for our new podcast show called The Never Ending Startup, which is also an upcoming book. See our book gallery on johndrain.net. The podcast was created in celebration of Dr. John's startup called Optimum Search, which was founded in November 1993 as a research and advisory consultancy, which also created property development projects and startups. The story starts in the midst of his post-war 1950s upbringing as a hothoused adolescent, who was introduced by his father to scientific methods through chemistry sets, as well as physicist Professor Julius Sumner Miller and explorer Jacques Cousteau. In this way, the story also provides a lived side history of Australia's post-war innovation path, its lucky country label, and its subsequent brain drain, then a modern innovation ecosystem. The podcast includes interviews with current startups from the University of Newcastle's innovation hub called I2N. That podcast will have its own podcast show in starting January 2024, so stay tuned. Thanks for visiting JD Slab. We mix entrepreneurship with scientific method to help you reach your readers. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net.